Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
So yesterday we introduced misophonia, this hatred of sounds, and also the strong reactions that people with misophonia might have to these sounds.
Now we learned that they either pull away from society, maybe at the far end of things, react with extreme anger, like your friend who grabbed the chips.
Yeah, panic attacks, just like, I can't take it anymore, just I'm so worried about going to work because of the sounds, you end up staying home.
That's true. Now, we talked about kind of sounds that we don't like, but I actually have a friend who suffers from misophonia, and there are certain sounds that he really reacts to.
Such as?
He really doesn't like when people click their pens open and close.
That's going to be a problem in an office.
Also, when people are using the computer, if they're using a computer mouse, they're typing something really fast.
How can he work in an office?
He has to wear headphones or earphones in his ears with music that he likes. Yeah, it's pretty tough.
Okay, well, let's read through the article and see if we can find out more things about how to help people with misophonia and kind of how it affects people's life.
All right.
Reading. Misophonia. When sounds make you angry. Most misophonia triggers are common in everyday life. These can include a variety of noises, from chewing to typing or the clicking of a pen. Because these noises happen so frequently, they can be difficult to escape. The fact that there is no known cause of or universal treatment for misophonia can make it even harder to deal with. Therefore, it's important for people living with the condition to avoid environments that would upset them. Supportive friends, family, and coworkers can also make all the difference for people trying to cope with misophonia. You can help sufferers of misophonia in several ways. First, reduce or put an end to whatever noise is bothering them. Second, keep a journal to record which noises cause their negative reactions. Third, encourage them to find ways of managing stress, such as exercise. Above all, it's necessary to draw public attention to misophonia. Be aware that what's ordinary for you might be painful for another. For sufferers, this may come as a major relief.
So day two of our article starts out by saying, most misophonia triggers are common in everyday life.
Okay, so we're not talking rare sounds. We're talking things that are just you would hear almost every day, if not every day.
Right.
Well, these can include a variety of noises from chewing to typing or the clicking of a pen.
Right.
You just mentioned two of those. And actually, you know, chewing, I don't like.
Yeah.
When I was younger, my brother was a very noisy eater of breakfast cereal. And I had to kind of, you know, tell him to close his mouth.
Tone it down a little bit,
And I've just thought of another thing from yesterday's chat question that bothers me. I'm not good with people who snore.
Yeah, that is actually one of the triggers. So.
Okay, yeah, I'm not surprised. Well, anyway, we saw the word variety in that last sentence. It's spelled V-A-R-I-E-T-Y, variety. And it's a lot of things of the same type, but which are different from each other in certain ways.
Okay.
For example, Ed can play a variety of instruments, including the piano and the trumpet. So lots of different instruments. So variety kind of means lots of different. Of this particular thing. So in the article, noises.
Okay, so now the article goes on to say, because these noises happen so frequently, they can be difficult to escape. Now, we saw the adverb frequently, spelled F-R-E-Q-U-E-N-T-L-Y, and frequently means that something happens often or many times. So these noises happen frequently. You frequently hear people typing.
Oh, yeah, all the, like, constantly for 8 or 9 hours a day.
Right, exactly. Now, another example sentence could be, I go to the gym frequently, so I am in good shape.
Excellent. Now, because they are so frequent, they can be difficult to escape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, escape is a verb. It's spelled E-S-C-A-P-E, escape. And to escape something means to avoid something bad or something that you do not want to happen.
Okay.
For example, Tony escaped driving in the heavy rainstorm by about 30 seconds, which meant that he got home, he stopped driving, and 30 seconds later,
the rain came.
So he escaped that experience just by pretty much pure luck, getting home on time.
Yeah. Now, there's not a lot of scientific research that has been done on misophonia, as it's actually only been known for a few years.
Okay, so previously, I guess people just thought, oh, he's a bit sensitive to noise. You know, that person's kind of annoying.
Now, the article even goes on to say, the fact that there is no known cause of or universal treatment for misophonia can make it even harder to deal with.
I bet. So, how do you, because if there's no knowledge, like, is it in the brain? Is it in the ears? What?
Yeah, we just don't know yet. So, we saw the adjective universal, spelled U-N-I-V-E-R-S-A-L, universal here. And this describes something that involves everyone in the world, or even everyone from a particular group. Now, in this case, we're talking about a universal treatment, which means a treatment that would treat everyone who suffers from misophonia, everyone from around the world. Now, another example of universal could be, Michelle doesn't need to pay when she visits the doctor because her country has universal health care.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so that
very
means
handy.
Everyone in her country has health care.
Therefore, the article carries on, it's important for people living with the condition to avoid environments that would upset them. Okay, so they've got to try and get away from places like your friend probably shouldn't work in an office.
He should work in a quiet office.
Because now he's living with this condition. To live with something means to kind of accept this difficult situation and understand that it's likely to last for a long time.
Right.
For example, though Fern has lived with this disease for many years, she's still not used to the problems it causes.
That can be tough. Now, we also saw the noun condition, spelled C-O-N-D-I-T-I-O-N, condition. Now, a condition is an illness or a health problem that affects you permanently or for a very long time. For example, Davy's eye condition makes it difficult for him to see things clearly.
Okay.
So he probably will have to wear very strong glasses his whole life.
Yeah. Now, if you have the condition, meaning misophonia, it says you should avoid environments that would upset you. If something upsets you, here we're using upset as a verb rather than an adjective, spelled U-P-S-E-T, the same way. To upset somebody means to make somebody feel unhappy or worried.
Okay.
For example, Brad's mother asked him to share his toys so that he wouldn't upset his sister.
He doesn't want to share. His sister gets upset.
Okay, so what else can people with misophonia do?
Well, so the article says, supportive friends, family, and co-workers can also make all the difference for people trying to cope with misophonia. Now, there's a lot of words in this sentence as well. So let's take a look at the first one, the adjective supportive, spelled S-U-P-P-O-R-T-I-V-E, supportive. Supportive describes someone that gives help or encouragement, especially when it's given to someone in a difficult situation. For example, when my grandmother died, all of my friends and family were very supportive.
Okay, the next word we're going to look at is co-worker, which is simply somebody who works with you. If you put co in front of another noun, it means together, like co-star in a movie, co-pilot on a plane. So here's another example. Jenny is a new teacher, so for the first 6 months, she'll have a co-teacher helping her in class. There'll be two teachers working together.
Right. Now, after that, we saw the phrase, make all the difference, which actually happens to be today's shortcut for you. So, let's take a quick break to hear what our friends have to say about it.
Shortcut for you!
It is so hot outside today.
Yeah, but at least we brought an umbrella and cold water.
True. They make all the difference.
Make all the difference? Of course they're different.
To make all the difference means to have an important influence.
Gotcha. Make all the difference is 造成重大影响。
That's right. This umbrella and cold water have made all the difference. We'd be dying without them.
How about we go into that department store and use their AC? It could make all the difference.
We can get something cold like ice cream too. Talk about making all the difference.
So the phrase make all the difference means that something has another important influence on another thing. For example, we could say, I love my new haircut. It's made all the difference in keeping me cool this summer.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the final phrase in that last sentence in the article was cope with. People coping with misophonia.
Mm-hmm.
To cope with something means to deal with or handle a difficult situation successfully. For
okay.
example, Marta is having trouble coping with the large amount of schoolwork she has to do. She's not dealing with it too well.
Right. Okay, well, luckily, there are some more tips for helping someone with misophonia. The article says, you can help sufferers of misophonia in several ways.
Okay, first, mm-hmm. reduce or put an end to whatever noise is bothering them.
Okay.
So reduce, make less of it, or mm-hmm. put an end to, this phrase, make something stop. We often use it with something unpleasant. For
right.
example, I can't stand the children's fighting anymore. I'm going to put an end to it right now.
Right. Okay, well, next the article tells us, second, keep a journal to record which noises cause their negative reactions.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So when we say keep a journal or keep a diary even, we mean to store information about things that have happened or that you've done so that you can remember them in the future. Now, if you keep a journal of these sounds, you can easily look in the journal, find out if that's one of those sounds. If it is, you can
try
to stop
it. Do you keep it? Or does your friend kind of keep it?
No, I don't actually. I don't see him enough anymore to
worry
about it.
No, but I mean, would your friend keep the journal himself?
I think
he get his friends to do it?
I think if anything, he would do it himself.
Yeah, I would have thought so, because he knows, and then he can just share it.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Anyway, the article has some more tips. It says, third, encourage them, people with misophonia,
mm-hmm.
to find ways of managing stress, such as exercise. Okay?
Okay,
this is pretty good, because in the end, these noises aren't going to go away.
No.
Some of them, like keyboards, you're going to do your best, but you still need to use the
keyboard. They're always around, yeah.
So the person mm-hmm. with the problem needs to find ways to manage their stress.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise is an example.
Yes. Now, the article continues with a final way of helping.
Mm-hmm.
It says, above all, it's necessary to draw public attention to misophonia. Now, the phrase above all here is used to say that something is more important than anything else. So, it's more important to inform people about it.
It's kind of say it's a real problem. It's not just that person's
mm-hmm.
problem. They're not just awkward about sounds.
Right.
This is a thing.
Right. And because there's not a lot of knowledge about it, not many people know about it yet. So everyone should be aware of this thing. Now, please make sure you pack everything you'll need. Above all, don't forget your passport, is another example of how we might use the phrase above all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, we should be aware that what's ordinary for you might be painful for another.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're not bothered by a clicking pen
mm-hmm.
or a mouse or something, but other people
they
are going to get annoyed by it, and you should be aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Aware is an adjective spelled A-W-A-R-E, aware, and if you are aware of something or that a situation exists, you realize or know that it exists. You understand it, you are kind of paying attention to it, you're
mm-hmm.
not ignoring it.
Right.
For example, the manager is aware of the problem, she's going to help us fix it.
Okay.
She has knowledge
it.
Of it.
Right.
Yes, she knows about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that brings us to the final line of today's article, which says, for sufferers, this may come as a major relief. Now, the phrase come as a relief could also be said as come as a shock, come as a surprise, but it means to happen, something happens in a certain way. For example, if something comes as a relief, something happens that makes you feel relieved.
Okay.
Now, if something comes as a shock, something happens that makes you feel shocked.
Okay.
So, for example, it really came as a surprise when Tammy quit her job and moved away.
Yeah. In other words, it was a surprise.
It was, yeah.
Okay.
Now, unfortunately, that's all the time we've got for our Misophonia article, but let's get to our For You chat now.
For You chat.
So the question for today is, what are some other sounds that might bother someone with misophonia?
Now,
we've mentioned a few today, haven't we? We've mentioned clicking mouses, keyboards,
mm-hmm.
pens. We've mentioned snoring.
Crunching.
Yeah, cereal
mm-hmm.
being eaten.
Yep.
We've talked about those. What others can we think of?
Well, there's plenty of them,
I bet
actually.
There are.
Yeah, and if you're interested in misophonia, it's easy to go onto the internet and type in misophonia into your search engine, Google perhaps, and you'll find lists by just doing a simple search. But so some of the sounds, maybe a few more sounds that bother my friend
mm-hmm.
are a lot of sneezing sounds. Achoo! Achoo!
Okay.
And like if you are having allergies to something and you sniffle a lot with your nose, he really doesn't like that. And so
does the sound of like heavy like bass music in the background, you know, sometimes you can hear like a club down the road going sort of
I would assume that can be a trigger. I don't think it's one of his, but
okay,
yeah.
Okay, you've actually, Erin has provided us with a list here. We've got things like heavy footsteps,
mm-hmm.
high heels or sandals kind of clacking
on the floor.
Yeah, ringing phones, ticking clocks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear, that'd be a painful one to have.
One that he particularly gets annoyed with, actually, is the when you get a line message and
mm-hmm.
the phone goes, line,
okay.
line, over and over. And that one,
you might
vibrate. That's when he has to walk away. He needs to walk away from
Fair
that
enough.
One.
Mm-hmm. I also notice on the list crickets chirping,
mm-hmm.
which back at the start of day one, you described
that
as
one of my favorite.
Your pleasant sounds
mm-hmm.
that you actually like. But
yeah.
I can imagine how it would be annoying for someone who, for example, wanted to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. All right, that's just a small selection of annoying sounds that people with misophonia it'll really drive them crazy,
mm-hmm.
Even though for us they don't bother us. So be aware of it. Help people out. If anybody is like this, understand their problem and do what you can to help.
Right.
All right, that is all we've got time for. So for English for You, thanks for listening. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Misophonia. When sounds make you angry. Most misophonia triggers are common in everyday life. These can include a variety of noises, from chewing to typing or the clicking of a pen. Because these noises happen so frequently, they can be difficult to escape. The fact that there is no known cause of or universal treatment for misophonia can make it even harder to deal with. Therefore, it's important for people living with the condition to avoid environments that would upset them. Supportive friends, family, and coworkers can also make all the difference for people trying to cope with misophonia. You can help sufferers of misophonia in several ways. First, reduce or put an end to whatever noise is bothering them. Second, keep a journal to record which noises cause their negative reactions. Third, encourage them to find ways of managing stress, such as exercise. Above all, it's necessary to draw public attention to misophonia. Be aware that what's ordinary for you might be painful for another. For sufferers, this may come as a major relief.
Vocabulary Review.
Variety. Owen likes a variety of different fruits, but he likes mangoes the most. Frequently. I go to that restaurant frequently, so they know what I like to eat. Escape. Jared was lucky to escape the accident with nothing more than a broken finger. Condition. Ron's heart condition makes it difficult for him to exercise. Upset. Please call if you know you'll be late. It upsets me when you don't. Aware. Even though Kathy was aware that I was at the party, she didn't say hello.